gotta take a break. I will help you. Welcome to Dated Humor, the podcast that has syphilis. This is Nicholas Yaka, and in studio we have Chief of Rebels, Cesar Rodriguez.
I don't have syphilis. I have herpes. That's another episode of another show we'll talk about. Go ahead, Nick.
You're cheating. You have chicken pox. Anyway. So, today, like I mentioned a week ago, I don't have a stand-up bit to present on today's show, but we're going to get started and diving right into it. I mean, you're already listening to this episode, and I plan on naming it something pretty close to Richard Pryor, so you probably have already guessed that this week's episode is Richard Pryor.
Hey, but aren't you going to make a program update before we move on?
That's a great idea. Thank you for reminding me. I'm totally not unprofessional. So we plan on, or I should say I plan on, making this show a bi-weekly show so I can dive deeper into a specific comedian or entertainer and go over kind of the breadth of their career and kind of pull from that instead and see how that goes. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to do that. I think it might make this show more entertaining or, you know, edutational.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be able to go deeper into detail about a certain comedian. One of the examples we talked about off the mic was the Jim Carrey episode. We could have talked about his film career as well, further than just a stand-up special. So if we do every other week, then we have an opportunity to do that where we can do more research on a certain comedian or actor, comedic actor, whatever. You know?
I'm trying to remember the edutainment. That's what I'm thinking of.
Like PBS. PBS.
We're PBS now. We're just going to do the history of comedy and just copy it from CNN. I don't know if we've ever talked about it on this podcast before, but that's what the initial idea for this podcast was. It yeah. was something quite similar to what CNN then did, and then no one remembered.
Yeah, so we could have done it, because at this point, we would have been longer lasting than that CNN show.
Yeah.
If you want to do a podcast about the 60s, we should do that too, because that's also another CNN show. Really good show, by the way, but I digress.
So today, by the way, I'm just going to tell you now, I wanted the podcast to be named Richard Fryer, like Fryer Duck.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like F-R-Y-E-R.
And whatever then, you want, man.
And then we get down.
This is your show.
Look, I have my own personal reasons for doing things. Didn't expect to come here and be attacked.
I'm just here to make sure it sounds good. That's what I'm doing that at this point.
And then where be like, haha, Nick,
that was really funny. Elaborate. It's like, that's my job here. LOL, tell us more. And then
you could be replaced by a chatbot.
I could. I'll give you a little box that says, like, I record a bunch of phrases like, that's a good point, Nick. And then you could just press a button.
And I'll just be sitting here like, sound like I'm just like this crazy guy. Maybe that's who I, like, no one knows, like, if you exist really, Caesar, if they're listening. Like,
exactly.
This could just be, yeah, I have a button that says exactly. I'm going to press it again.
Exactly. Oh my God, that'd be so funny. It's like, and that's why I think children should be slaves. You have a good point there, Nick. Like,
exactly. So, anyway, so I wanted to talk about, I guess, some news first.
Oh, is that what we're doing? The robot that you're going to hire can't get look at the news for you.
Okay. I was trying to be, like, intentionally, it backfired. I shouldn't have said.
I don't know. There's not much news this week. What do you think about comedians recycling material that they've used on TV? I think we talked about this. I don't know if we have. There's a joke about pickle juice that Hannibal Buress does in every single stand-up special. and every single show he's ever done. What is your opinion on people doing that? Because should it be like Louis C.K. where they just give, like, change it out after a year? Or if it's good, you stick with it as somebody that now is in that field?
Well, I think it just kind of, it might just end up having to update with the times. Like, mm-hmm. if people watch comedy like they watch and subscribe to anything else, like any form of entertainment, I guess it just depends on who you're playing to. If you're playing to the same audience and you know, like, people are coming to see you, mm-hmm. and you know you're garnering, like, a specific group of people to, like, come and see you every time, maybe you should try and change it up a lot.
Yeah.
I will say, in the case of Hannibal Buress, that sounds hilarious.
The funny bit, don't get me wrong. It's just all the time.
I like the fact, like, at some point, that's almost like his piano man. Like, if he doesn't tell that joke, is that something's wrong? Like, maybe the crowd's gonna, is like, we want pickle!
Give us pickle! Do the pickle juice!
Pickle juice!
I've seen him do it so many times. There's also the joke where he goes, I want to juice on my hand and go to a palm reader and be like, what does this mean? He's done it so many times. And I'm like, it's still so funny. And he does it like, there's no segue. That's the whole joke. Like, there's a moment of silence and he goes, I want to juice on my hand, take it to a palm reader.
I like non-sequiturs like that because they usually catch me off guard. And yeah. Like, if I know, stuff like that is usually what gets me to laugh. I feel like the more I watch stand-up shows, the more I just kind of, like, sit in admiration and just, like, just watching it, smiling like a crazy person, like, this is funny, and then never laugh.
That's what I do when I'm by myself. Like, yeah. Have you ever watched a comedy special by yourself and you just don't laugh, but you think it's hilarious?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Lately, I have not been. Lately, I was like, I want to be more expressive. So I'm by myself in my room going, ah, like so loud. Then my mom's like, what's going on?
And then I've done
this
that.
This porn is hilarious.
Were you talking about the jizzing in your hand to go to a palm reader joke? Did you walk in on that? Did you try it,
Caesar? This is the funniest porn I've ever heard.
Did you try that in an actual palm reader?
I have not tried it with the palm reader. I've only had one encounter with the palm reader.
Maybe Hannibal Buress will talk to you if you do that. For him.
I'll be like, hey, Hannibal Buress, I did what you wanted to do. I got arrested. So.
You know, I hear Hannibal Buress might know Kanye West.
He does. And that's racist that you would assume all black people know all of their black people.
Hey, I was right, so.
You know, Aziz Ansari knows Kanye West, too. Are you going to say that they're both brown people, so they should know each other?
No, that's fucking racist, Caesar.
Okay, social justice warrior over here.
Whoa, now you're proud. Calling me an SJW? Put that alt-right cap down.
I am not an alt-right person. I am like 75% liberal. I would say that. I'm not...
25%.
There's 25% of me that does not agree with Lena Dunham and her bullshit. So there you go. So there you go. Not 100%.
No, Caesar, to put you at ease, you are one of the most easy to people to get along with, and you've never expressed any sort of beliefs that have made me uncomfortable.
It's true.
That being said, could you please, please take that Trump statue off of your lawn?
No. And I hate Cambodian people, too. I'm just kidding. I don't hate Cambodian people. Well, what's up with those people, am I right? Lower class citizens.
And today we're going to listen to Caesar's stand-up. This is 5 minutes set on Cambodian people. Let's see how it goes.
Man. I should go out of the open mic one day and just be like, hey, what do you guys think about Cambodian people? Messed up, right? Like,
gotten it too good for too long. Cambodians.
I knew a guy who actually believed that about pandas. He's like, why are we even protecting pandas? They've had it too good for too long. I was like, you serious? He's like, yeah, and I'm upset about it. I'm like, whoa.
What the hell? What did the pandas do to you?
When he was younger.
Did he see, like, the panda was eating better than he was? Did he want to eat, like, fine bamboo?
A gang of street pandas mugged his dad when he was younger, and ever since then, he's like, pandas, man.
He's been racially profiling pandas.
He's like, why do they get to go on airports or like without getting checked? They're up to something.
That thing lives in San Diego and doesn't have to pay a dime on high rent, and I do.
You know, they want to up my taxes.
I'm on this guy's side. I want pandas to pay taxes like everybody else. If they're gonna just spend all their money on
eating bamboo,
they get free healthcare, but I don't.
It's true.
It's crazy. You know what? Let's fucking walk down to San Diego right now.
Let's beat up some pandas.
Let's beat up a couple pandas. Give them a couple real black eyes.
Let's burn a cross in front of their habitat, whatever it's called. There you go. You didn't think I was going to go there.
I don't think they're going to get that symbolism, Caesar. I think that's your thing you're pushing.
Holy shit.
Caesar, how delirious are you?
Damn, imagine we created the KKK, but against pandas. The PPP or something? Damn. That's my new thing.
Yeah, really intimidating. The PPP.
Make sure they go back to wherever they're from. China? Or pandas from China?
Oh, they're... Pandas aren't from Panda Land?
No. That's why I wouldn't go to Panda Land. Too many ghettos there. Okay. My opinions on pandas do not reflect those of Dated Humor. Or any... I guess they would have to represent my ideas for my CRP shows. But they, you know what? If pandas want to come at me, DM me, pandas. Go ahead. See, I'll see what you have to say. But I see a dead panda on the road. I listen and I'm like, that's a good start.
All right. I want someone out there to make a fake account under the name Panda.
Panda.
Direct message Caesar.
All right, guys. Panda tangent over. Let's move on to
panda
the
panda tangent just begun. This is the Panda podcast now.
Every week.
Every week.
It's like the, you know, they have like racist terrorists.
So I watched Richard Pryor live in concert.
Yeah.
And that was a time. It was actually one of those stand-up specials. It's funny I mentioned that I watched and didn't really laugh at very much, but I kind of just like sat in kind of admiration.
Mm-hmm.
Like I respected what he was doing. And during the whole time, you saw like just like the sweat stains in his armpits just like growing as like he's really getting this workout on stage. And the whole time in the back of my head, I was wondering, is he on coke in this show?
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
Possibly.
Most likely.
There was white powder coming out of his socks. Anyway, no. No, it was actually a fun show. He was doing a great set. Like, the audience loved him. I don't know how many of his jokes exactly translate to, you know, today. A lot of Richard Pryor's material. Let me say this. Richard Pryor is a black comedian from America, and he's very famous. This is actually the first Richard Pryor special I've ever watched start to finish. Someone who wants to write comedy. I know, not knowing much of Richard Pryor, a little bit sacrilegious maybe, but, you know, now that I've seen him,
I mean, there's always, whenever you ask a comedian, one of the bigger ones, they always say their biggest influences are Richard Pryor or Lenny Bruce.
Mm.
So those are two big ones. And this is a really big topic we're going to tackle right now. So I hope you're ready for this.
Y'all ready for this?
But, I can't put that on.
Now that I've seen him, like, he's pretty good. But, like,
wait,
I prefer other comedians to him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he puts in a lot of energy, but, you know, like, I can sit there and, like, watch what he's doing. Like, he likes to personify, like, a lot of, well, like, animals, people. Like, he just, like, almost like a magazine would fill in the blank of what someone would be saying in a situation. He kind of does, like, with He like plays out a bit where he's having a heart attack and like he voices like his heart telling him like, what does that, like the, his heart, like getting back at him for eating pork.
Mm-hmm.
And his, he personifies his legs when he's, fighting in, a UFC event, I think it was, for charity.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly, like there were a couple jokes that I definitely think don't really translate very well. There was a joke he had about his 57-year-old dad dying at the age of 57 when he was having sex, and he kind of skirts past the fact that he was having sex with an 18-year-old girl. And he, it's like, I mean, I, if you can get past that, like, the joke that it's really good is like, he went, oh no, like he came and went at the same time. And like immediately when I heard that, I was almost like, maybe it was worth it.
She was 18.
Yeah.
So?
57-year-old guy with 18-year-old girl.
It's weird, but it's not illegal.
True, true, but also like barely legal. I feel like people would like listen to that and kind of be too distracted nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing I've seen some Richard Pryor, and there's always stuff about gay people that probably would not play well now, today's modern times, I guess, right?
But yeah, but it's like, you know, if it really was okay, and you know, maybe I am just overreacting, but mm-hmm. I thought that joke was really funny.
I mean, it was
really funny. Like there's like an amount of respect, even if I like he's not my favorite comedian, there's like a huge amount of respect for just like how much he acted out just like on stage. Like the fact that I'm even considering that he could be on coke kind of speaks to the fact that like he was like everywhere and wanted, like, not in an erratic way, it was in a way where he was like really trying and like really putting like 110% into it. And like when you see that energy, it's kind of infectious. Like it gets you like as like on a high energy level as like Richard Pryor. And
well, let me ask you a question. Is your guess on maybe he was on coke just based on what you've heard about him? Because you could say that about, like, Jim Carrey or, like, what's his name, Robin Williams, because they're both really super energetic.
Mm.
And then so it's like, is it just, like, because you've heard he's done drugs or because you're like, this was different than those guys because he was so much more amped up? Or?
I thought that because, well, one, I've heard Richard Pryor's done drugs before. And it's possible he wasn't, and he was just, like, It was almost like an inhuman amount of energy for an hour. And I was just like amazed. Like, I don't really want to like allege that he was doing drugs at the time. I'm just trying to say, and I guess exaggerate the fact that he was like a force, like on stage.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I noticed when he was starting his special, he was actually really relaxed, which is something I want to work on. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm trying to do like a set where I seem come off as like a nervous kind of person, mm-hmm. because I am. And I think the way he started off his set at Long Beach, I don't know if I said it, Richard Pryor Live in Concert. It's on Netflix.
So it's the one in Long Beach?
Yes.
I was going to ask.
He does some crowd work at the beginning, like someone is taking his picture like while he's just on stage. And people are just, like, eating it up. Like, they just, like, eating up his energy. Like, because he doesn't even have to tell a joke. He just told the guys, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, sit the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
And people were just on board with him. It's like he didn't even really need a joke. He just needed to be Richard Pryor and, mm-hmm. like, full of energy for these people. Like, you could tell he put in the work. He was confident and... he really, like, rocked the house, which, like, for what I saw, and I saw him doing a lot of bits where it didn't seem like he was, like, it wasn't exactly like set up punchline kind of structure. At least it didn't feel that way to me, where I just sort of saw it and then like kind of saw the matrix behind it, so to speak.
Yeah.
It sort of just flowed, and he told a story.
Like he was being himself.
He was being himself, and he himself was just funny.
Yeah.
And that's what was great. It just felt like it was all happening there. It wasn't exactly a scripted thing. It was all happening live in front of me, and like that makes it feel more special.
I think that's, it's like Dave Chappelle's, you know, there's two specials, the one in Texas, the one that's less of an elaborate set. That one feels like that too, where he's just sitting there smoking and he's just talking about stuff. And it doesn't feel like it's like, this is a joke. This is like, it's just funny the way he's being, you know. Is that what it felt like watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like a beyond level. That's one more level of stand-up. You see what I'm saying? Because you can see how the, like you're saying, you can see the structure when somebody that's maybe not as big or like as a natural on stage, because you see where they're going with it. With somebody like that, it's kind of like, where does one joke start and the other one end? Because it's just all happening, you know. That's talent.
And, you know, just it's just good enough to distract you from like really being like an analytical nitpicker. You know?
Yeah.
He also was actually making certain jokes during the show about his like past problems. Like he was making jokes about how he when his mom found out that he was doing cocaine, and I think he said, I don't know how true it is, but apparently he actually brought it out at like the dinner table. And
oh, then, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I know. Like he was talking about how the previous year he totally wrecked his car because I think he had like a fight with his ex-wife.
Oh, I thought it was that he lit the car on fire.
Oh, okay. Then something like that. I think that it was that then.
Jesus Christ. And he made jokes about that on stage?
Yeah, he did.
See, that's what I was going to talk to you about, is like, how where's the line with a comedian that the person is a shitty person, per se, I guess, if you're that kind of person, but you're like, you're on their side, even if they do these things.
So yeah, like, it was, when he talked about what he did, he definitely portrayed it like he was the asshole.
Yeah.
Or like he did something that was wrong. Like, especially when he brought like cocaine out at his mother's table. Like, he's just like, oh, I had the nerve to do that. And I mean, after that, he, like, usually the butt of the joke after that is like him. And I, like, buying back your audience or kind of getting them back if they were made like uncomfortable by you telling them that. Like, honestly, I don't even know how the audience he was like giving that to didn't feel like a little uncomfortable, because he was, yeah. I guess it was just maybe his energy. He just like, maybe he made it feel like he really did learn his lesson, because he, the way he talked about it, he was like, I really fucked up last year.
That makes sense. I mean, I've seen comedians, Martin Lawrence, I've seen one of his specials where he was caught like really high in the middle of the street, and he did a special like a year later, and then we went into that thing about how he was explaining it, and then he was like, yeah, I thought about this, and you know, as a person in the street, I was really upset, and he goes, I'm just kidding, y'all, I was high as fuck, and everybody started clapping. But it's like, I guess if you own up to your mistakes and you portray it as you don't think you're right and you know that you're an asshole, then it's okay to admit these horrible things. As long as you make yourself the joke. Like, let's say,
Mel Gibson, you can direct movies again.
No.
Even though you didn't apologize to anybody.
Yes, you know. If he made a movie where he played himself as a piece of shit, and then he made himself a joke, then maybe there's some, I don't even know, in that situation. There's some, like, okay,
like
he knows what he did. And
I was about to say, you know what? If he was a Jewish person in a Holocaust movie, and it was like, wait, nope, that would dig an even deeper hole.
That would make it even worse. Bill Cosby, There was a discussion on that on Gerard Carmichael episode of the Mark Maron What the Fuck podcast, where they made a joke about it. Like, do you think he could pull it off, like coming back to the stage and being like, yeah, so all this stuff happened for him, you guys? Because like, even Pee Wee Herman, he was caught masturbating in a movie theater.
Yeah.
And he came back and was like, you guys got any funny jokes, or like, you guys any heard any good jokes lately about himself? And people like were like, oh, he's funny, he gets it, like, this is ridiculous. I don't think Bill Cosby can do that though. I don't think he could be like, guess what, guys? I messed up. Or like, even what's his name? Somebody who's not a comedian. Chris Brown. Chris Brown beat up Rihanna. And then he goes to clubs and he tells girls, I won't beat you up though. Like,
wow. No, he does not.
Yes.
He does?
Yeah, there was reports coming out after, like, months later that he would hit on girls and be like, don't worry, I won't beat you.
Hit on girls is a poor choice of words, Caesar.
Hitting on, or, like, trying to pick up women.
Beating up.
But, yeah. Geez, but, so, maybe that's, like, something that you can't come back from. Like, if there's no comedian on stage, I can go on stage and be like, I was beating up, like, seriously, not like Joe Rogan, how we talked about Joe Rogan, how he said, I could beat up my family, it's okay. Like,
I think I could see it. I think I could honestly see it, like, almost like as a legacy thing in, like, years and years from now.
For who?
For Bill Cosby.
Really?
I have a very low, I don't know, like, I like to hold out for people. I like to keep hope for people, yeah. But I feel like there might be an actual demographic out there who's like, you know what? If he's coming back for a legacy tour, maybe I'll go out to see him.
Well, the idea of going out to see him isn't the issue, because there's people that'll go see him tomorrow if he put on a show. The idea is, if he's going to make jokes about the stuff that he did on stage, those are not, like, that's never appropriate. Maybe. Is it possible? We'll remove it, Bill Cosby, out of it. Here's the we're discussing comedy. I like this.
Mm.
If there was a guy that killed somebody, and then he served his time, and then he went on, he became a stand-up comedian and talked about how he killed somebody, could that work?
If I watched, like, for them to get off. First, like, if you kill someone, is it potentially life? Or, like, did they like, do it with intent?
It was, like, let's say it was, they got to 10 years in jail for it.
Like, so it wasn't, like, just manslaughter?
No. It was, well, I guess, maybe a little bit more further than manslaughter.
So.
And then they're like, yeah, I killed him, LOL.
No, I'd imagine you'd have to be, like, super solemn. And, like, have to, it's like, say, I don't even know how you dig yourself out of that hole.
Yeah,
like,
you can't.
I was like, because if you try and make a joke about it, that's, like, that is the riskiest joke. It's like,
but then,
like, imagine if someone went up and said, it's like,
may have heard 10 years ago, I did something I really shouldn't have done. But what I never told anybody was, I only did it because he was really annoying.
Don't you just want to kill people sometimes? And I did it. I did it. Why y'all mad at me? This should be a weekly segment. Is I gave you a weird situation character to play, and they have to cut, like, what would be their first joke if they did a stand-up routine? So this one we did this week was a guy that just got killed somebody. 10 years later, he tries to become stand-up. Next week, I'll try to think of something else. And see if you can make a joke. That'd be so good.
I like this segment. Oh my god.
So, next week it's going to be a guy that kidnapped a bunch of kids.
Holy
he
shit.
He did 30 years in jail, and now he's doing a stand-up comedy tour.
All right, I'm writing this down.
What would be the first joke he would say on stage?
30 years jail.
I already have that joke. He's kidnapped. Like, he's like, I hope none of you bring your kids to this show.
Oh my god.
Because they teed it up, okay? That's why I said
that. I hope you guys know the show's 18 and under. Kidnapped kids. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's so funny. That's a good segment that we're going to have. So Richard Pryor, I've been to that theater in Long Beach. That's why Louis, his last show, in his most recent tour was at the Long Beach thing, the theater, because that's where Richard Pryor recorded his. So it's a historical place, and that special you watch is pretty important, I guess. It was one of his best. I don't know. What you said earlier that you prefer other people to him. Who do you think, to name one?
I like Dimitri Martin and
Beau. Oh, my God.
I do.
Just so you know,
he's just funnier to me. Look, I can respect a comedian just for being like the funniest comedian of his time. Like, comedy changes.
You should have at least said Dave Chappelle.
Do you think? Well, hey, Caesar, I don't want to be racist. Well, I'm not saying black comedians.
Yeah, but you're also putting...
Nah, I'm joking around. I'm just telling tales outside of school. Oh, of course I love Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's hilarious.
But do you think Dimitri Martin and Bo Burnham are funnier than Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least we have some common ground there.
There's like... That's kind of a difficult question because I think they're funny in like different ways.
Yeah. So like a fair comparison would be like compare Stephen Wright and Dimitri Martin because they're both the same style, I guess.
Mm.
But so what style is Richard Pryor? Is he more of a Kevin Hart?
More of a Kevin Hart for sure, and like young Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams.
Cat Williams, okay. That's one that Cat Williams is interesting. Well, I guess that's a discussion for another day. I don't know. We can get into it. Do you want me to talk about Cat Williams?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I think
he got beat up by that little kid basketball game. Right?
So funny. Yeah, he tried to fight some like teenagers. He lost.
The most emasculating, unfortunate thing. Yeah.
He's really interesting physically, like as a comedian. He did a whole special where, not the whole thing, but like a lot of the special was him doing comedy with like a stool and like doing different things to the stool. And you're just like, wow, how many ways can you use? Like, it was like one time it was a motorcycle, the other time it was a bicycle or a car, or the other, sometimes you just sat on it, the times it was a baseball bat, and you're like, damn. He can make so many things happen in front of you visually with just one object, and the way he tells a story is good too. So, I think he just lost his mind. I don't know.
I haven't seen a Cat Williams. I haven't seen Cat Williams doing jokes like in a long ass time.
Yeah, you got to check it out. They used to show it like at midnight on Comedy Central all the time. It was like every weekend. That and then the South Park movie.
Oh, yeah. Bigger, longer, and uncut.
Yeah.
Penis jokes.
And they would actually uncensor that movie because there's cartoon nudity in that, and they didn't censor it when I watched it on TV. I was like, damn.
Really? Holy shit. Maybe they just didn't catch that.
No. They have to catch everything. It's not like because it's 3 a.m. They're going to be like, oh, whatever. Still whatever's up.
I guess from what I've learned, though, like, they do ease up on their censorship rules.
After midnight.
Yeah. As far as, not exactly in, like, how he tells jokes, but I could also see Richard Pryor, like, as being pretty similar to, like, Jim Carrey, just for, like, energy.
Mm-hmm. I
see that. As far as he tells jokes, though, like, he acts out stories and then... like, kind of plays all the parts, so that kind of reminds me of Dave Chappelle, but, like, also several comedians.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a... not exactly a joke. I had something I wanted to come and bring to you today, and you tell me if... what, like, might be the funniest part about it, because I just have, like, a thought, and I wanted to see if it was... So, like, a couple of people have asked me, like, what age I would want to be, like, if I could just choose an age and just, like, live that age for the rest of my life. And everyone's weirded out when I tell them 40. Okay, fair enough. Like, that's the look that everybody gives me.
Okay.
But my logic is, like, well, when you're 40, like, people will take you more seriously. And I'm basically already waiting until, like, probably the age of 40 for something I do to get picked up. but, you know, I guess when I say that, everyone looks at me and goes, Dude, you're going to have a rougher 40s than you even think.
That's so funny. That works. I like that.
All right. I just wanted to see if that wasn't just like a silly thought, but...
No, it's a silly thought, but it's funny.
Or, yeah, if it's a good silly thought. I've also thought about maybe next time I try and write like three jokes, like I and one of them I wrote in the, that morning, and you have to guess which one.
Oh, okay, that'd be funny.
I should have probably said that when I had the jokes.
Yep.
Instead of just being, you know, a tease.
Well, we already teased our character joke segment, and then the which one did I come up with this morning segment.
Yeah.
What else we got in the future? Well, how about we make the last thing non-comedy related? Like every week you have to, or every time we do an episode, you have to confess something that's a deep, dark secret that you haven't told anybody.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. That'd be really weird.
Guys, I've thought about having sex with guys a lot.
No. I think that's serious, guys. I think you're thinking about that right now.
I feel like people totally can believe that for me. Like...
I mean, I've heard stories about
you. I feel like no one would be surprised if I told everyone I was gay. And I don't know how exactly that's supposed to make me feel, but, you know? It's whatever.
It's all good, man. If you're gay, if you want to get some dudes on you, that's the time to me. Just, I'm not going to get on you. I have standards. I'm just kidding.
Whoa! Whoa! Burn!
Isn't that the joke, though, where it's like, there's like, oh, I don't want any gay people there because they're going to hit on me. Like, you know how some people say that? And it's like, you think that all gay people want you? Like, they're just desperate for all, like, anything they can take. They can pick whoever they want.
So one of my other favorite very straight conversations I've had with my other very straight friends is...
Just so you know, we're straight. So straight.
Is when any of us goes like, well, you know... If there's one guy you're going to go gay for, like...
Ryan Gosling.
Mine is Terry Crews.
What?
Why is that weird? Terry Crews is an amazing human being.
That's true.
You telling me you wouldn't at least try and be a little bi for Terry Crews?
No, I'd be like, can you, like, be my uncle or something? I don't know. Like, if there's, like, good-looking dudes out there, it's like Ryan Gosling.
Great sense of humor. Rockin'
Oh, Terry. It's true. It's true. All right. Come through. Hey, come
Ryan
through.
Ryan Gosling, I get. He's a very pretty, pretty man.
Have you watched La La Land, though, when he does that, like, half smile?
I'm actually going, ooh. He's got a half smile look.
He does that, like, side smile. You're just like, damn, make my heart melt. Swoon.
Caesar, you're floating in the air. Are those cherubs?
You know who else is a hot guy? Bill Cosby. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We should go out on that one.
I don't even remember what I was going to say. I honest to God don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh my God. Okay. Shit. No. Okay. I remember what I was going to say before you blew my mind. Now naked Bill Cosby is all I can think of. And now I know the true terror of the women who are suing Bill Cosby.
Wow. You thought the jokes I was making about pandas was harsh. You were trying to be like, I know exactly what they went through. Okay.
Wait, guys, no.
See you next week, guys.
Shit.
He'll sympathize with burn victims next week.
Maybe that has to be... maybe that's going to be the joke I have to do. The comeback joke.
Oh, my God.
The comeback joke segment.
What's the... No, I'm not going to touch it anymore.
Oh, my God. But I just thought, before we end up closing this episode, that it was funny how if you have that, like, the one guy you would go gay for, like, straight people talk about that, including myself, I realized, like, talk about that, like, that is just someone you would objectively say is, like, you try and be as, like, no homo without saying no homo is possible. It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
But what's funny to me is if you have that guy, that is your guy. It's like you are open. That's almost an open admittance that you are bisexual in some way. Like,
yeah. I
guess like so. That is your type of guy.
That's true. But I mean, I guess we're discussing this. If you had to do it, but not if you wanted to, there's a difference there.
That's true.
Because if you were presented with a choice, we're like, do I have to? They're like, no, okay, then I'm not going to do it.
And you know what? Maybe it's sketchy that I had Terry Crews on the top of my head.
See, there you go.
But
you were like, you don't, and somebody's like, hey, you don't have to make out with him, Nick. And you're like, no, but I mean, he's here, so. So it's like you're insisting.
Look, Caesar, if you can deliver Terry Crews to me,
he'll be a guest on the show.
It's going to be the most awkward.
Hey, he has a crush on you, Terry Crews. What do you think about that? And then I'm just going to leave the room as you guys record.
You guys have you never had that conversation with I feel like that's like a common conversation just people end up having.
What?
Just like out of curiosity. He's like, would you go gay for anyone if you had to?
I think that I would not. I've never brought that up with my friends.
I just have weird conversations with people. Fair enough.
I think that one, that joke, will immediately be like, what the hell's wrong with you, man? Like, not because it's homophobic for us to be like, oh, like, I think it's just like, where did that come from?
And anyway, guys, eventually, we'll be right back. Hell yeah.
This was a Caesar Rodriguez production. Check out more at crpshows.com.